Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you show up at somebody's house mad at 3 a.m., there's going to be an altercation. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Tuesday, and Roddy Ricch might finally be giving us this new album, man.
Finally.
He's got a new update on that, plus it looks like Tyga has been involved in an altercation with his ex-girlfriend, Cameron Swanson. Then we have Lil Durk, who is the face of the new Beats by Dre headphones. And R. Kelly's music is out here skyrocketing. His streams are going up, despite the fact that he was convicted of sex trafficking. I don't know what's happened out here. It must be the end of days, but let's get down to it. Oh, but first, gotta make sure, Follow the DX Daily podcast. You're already listening right now, so you're halfway there. Now you just got to click that follow button and stay tapped into everything we got going on. We got contests coming up. We got all types of special things happening. So you want to make sure you're following us so you can know when these sort of things happen. All right, now let's really get down to it. Okay, let's kick it off with Roddy Ricch. You know, he's been teasing this brand new album that he's been working on in various different ways on social media. Mm-hmm. He cleared his page out at one point. He was posting stories in the studio. He posted his new tattoo that had something to do with the album. He's just been putting little teasers out there via social media. Well, now he's come forth with like hard updates.
Yeah, so he put on his Instagram story in the latest update that he said, for us to drop the album, we got to have a no skip policy.
Okay, basically putting in place parameters, basically letting us know it's not coming out until this thing is completely perfect.
Yeah.
We're putting it in layman's terms. But prior to this, he showed like a screenshot of his Apple Music library with all the songs in it. Mm-hmm. It had about 18 songs, if I'm not mistaken, something around those. And it even had titles for the songs. So when he posted that before, we thought, all right, cool. Like, this album's almost finished. If he's posting all of this, must be on its way. But now this new statement about for the album to drop, we got to have a no skip policy. That makes me feel like it's kind of midway through the process or not really anywhere near being done, because I feel like he's taking the Drake route at this point. Like, I remember when Drake, towards the end of last year, was posting so much about him working on the album. We thought it was going to drop in 2020. Mm-hmm. And then there was just several months before the album came out. I think that's what Roddy is doing now. With him posting so much, I feel like he's finally gotten into his groove as far as recording and making songs that he feels comfortable enough to put on an album. Mm-hmm. But do I think the album itself is almost done? No. Not after hearing this statement.
Yeah, I agree with that too, because it seems like the ones who always talking about it, we'd be the ones waiting the longest for it.
Exactly. So, exactly what happens. They keep teasing it more and more. It's like they're giving themselves motivation to finish the album by hyping everybody else up.
Right.
That's kind of what I feel like is happening in this situation. But he did share a little snippet of some music that he was working on in the studio. So let's hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. Very, very jazzy in the beginning there. I was feeling that. And then the vocals, I was like, is that Roddy on the vocals or is that someone else?
Right.
It sounded pretty different from what we normally hear of him, which I'm totally fine with that. It sounded a little Kendricky to me, honestly.
Just a tad.
With the yeah. I feel like I heard Kendrick do that on a song before. So
right.
Interesting snippet he chose to put there. But all he posted with that in the caption was an hourglass. So maybe he's like, you know, time is ticking and it's coming soon. But I no longer believe these rappers when they say their album is coming soon. I'm sorry. Like, I just, you're going to have to give us hard dates at this point. Otherwise, I don't believe you when you say it's coming.
Yeah, at this point, just no talking. Just drop it. Just drop it when you feel like it, because now you're getting our hopes up and we'd be waiting and waiting and waiting and talking about you every day on the podcast. Just drop the album.
Because it used to be when they would start doing all of this, we know it's coming in at least a few weeks at the most.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, they'll do all this and not put the album out until the middle of the next year.
Right.
And thinking even deeper into it, award season is, of course, during the beginning of the year. And Roddy's been super vocal about how he wants to be recognized during award season. He had a whole issue with his Grammy snub. So he wants to be acknowledged during award season. Mm-hmm. And the cutoff for that is around this time of year. So October, September-ish, November, all of that. Like, that's around the cutoff time for submitting albums. So if the album's not out by then, I'm assuming it's not coming out by the end of 2020.
That's a good way to look at it. That is a real good way to look at it.
But we'll see, though. Hopefully, Roddy continues to keep the people updated. Now, let's go ahead and talk about Tyga, because he was allegedly involved in an altercation with his ex-girlfriend, whose name is Cameron Swanson.
Yeah, according to TMZ, they're saying that Swanson showed up at Tyga's house and, like, very mad around 3 a.m., Eastern time.
No good can come of it. Just off that fact alone, if you show up at somebody's house mad at 3 a.m., there's going to be an altercation 10 times out of 10.
Oh, of course. And they were saying that she begins screaming at the top of her lungs. And so then eventually Tyga lets her in. And this is when the incident allegedly turned physical by her getting into the house.
No, 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 no. See, you broke rule number one. You don't let her in if she's aggressively coming to confront you at your house.
Come on now.
Come on, Tyga. Now, Swanson is claiming that Tyga put hands on her during the whole argument as things started to escalate more and more after she got inside. And Tyga and his family members, who were all there at the same time, said that Swanson was under the influence. They said after the whole thing went down, she was allegedly picked up by her mother. And then that's when she called the LAPD to report the incident. And TMZ's sources, putting air quotes around sources. What are these sources? TMZ sources claimed to see visible marks on Swanson and took a report for felony domestic violence.
They didn't got the man.
Woo. Now, I did see a picture of this young lady, and it looked like her eye was black.
Oh, this, I ain't see a picture yet. So.
Or not even black, just bruised red, honestly. Yeah, so at least that's what was floating around on Twitter. But, you know, it's the internet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no word on if that's the official shot of this young lady or not. But the picture I saw, it looked like somebody punched her in the eye, closed fist type of vibes.
Ooh, Tyga's not looking good.
Yeah, that doesn't look good at all. Mm-mm. And even in this statement where it says Tyga and his family members inside suspected that Swanson was under the influence, they didn't even deny the claims. They just said, oh, she came over and she was drunk and mad. Like, if you really didn't hit somebody, I would assume you would be like, hey, no, like, that did not happen the way she said it or anything like that. I don't know. It's not looking good for Tyga right now.
Yeah, and then it's saying that the law enforcement did show up to Tyga's house later on Monday, but he refused to speak with them, so that's another thing. And then he wasn't arrested for the incident, but he does plan to cooperate and show up to the precinct to explain his side of the story. That should be going on today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hopefully all of the kinks get worked out. Hopefully, I don't know, maybe somebody else inside, maybe one of Tyga's family members got into it with the young lady. Maybe it was one of Tyga's female family members. I'm hoping Tyga did not put his hands on this woman.
Right.
But can't put it past anybody these days. I don't know.
Not at all.
Let's talk about something more positive, though. So Lil Durk is going to be the new face of the Beats by Dre newest headphone campaign.
Hey, love to see it.
We love it. We love rappers, singers, artists of all kinds venturing out into things besides music. Mm-hmm. I love when they expand their repertoire. So Durk Yo is teaming up with Beats by Dre for a new headphone campaign called involving the fashion company A Cold Wall. So they announced this collaboration with a video showing Durk modeling these new headphones that are coming out and a few new pieces from the luxury line, which is A Cold Wall. That's kind of a cool name for a luxury clothing line, too.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
What is that? What A Cold Wall?
So intriguing.
What does it even mean? I want to go look it up now. Right. I want to go see what that's about. Yeah, so they put out the commercial for it, and the wireless headphones come in a ACW concrete colorway, which has a slate and chalk palette. These descriptions they write.
Come on.
These descriptions they write really get me. Like, man, just say the headphones was gray.
Right, keep it simple, please.
I like how they choose to describe it, though. The headphones also do come in recycled wood fiber crafted packaging too. So you're being environmentally friendly by purchasing these headphones as well. So
love that.
Oh, and they also did put out a statement about it. They said building a lateral link between environment, inspiration, material, and function enabled us to project shared hyper-local, hyper-global influences as a keystone for a universal community. These descriptions, all right now, what does that mean? What does that first part mean?
It just sounds fancy. I could not tell you what he is talking about. But
building a lateral link between environment, inspiration, material, and function. Okay, so this is all encompassing right here. Mm-hmm. You're environmentally friendly. You're inspired by the design of it. The materials are perfect, and they function beautifully. You see how I just broke that down? Beats by Dre, put me on the sales team, man.
Come on, now.
I knew nothing about these headphones before this, but I can sell them to somebody just like that. So they went on to say in the statement, by this I mean through the cinematography, the shifting of environments and location, the catalyst of music playing a major role in transporting a listener or transforming a physical environment. Boom. So you can transcend your circumstances just by listening to music in these headphones.
I feel like how they're describing it, you know how when you have to have a certain amount of words in an essay?
Yeah.
It's like your version is so simpler than what they're trying to say with all these big words. So
yeah, that's where you gotta meet that 1,500 word mark right there.
Right.
So yeah, but that's what the headphones are. If you want to check them out, you know, they're online. You can see them. But I am impressed by the fact that Durk is the new face of these. I like the fact that they chose him, even though he's gangster rapper or whatever. Like, I just support seeing this, and I love seeing artists branch out and get these brand deals. So I'm here for it.
Same here.
Now, these headphones are going to be going for $350. I mean, not too shabby, considering Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
So you're going to be copping these maybe around Christmas time?
We'll see what Santa feel like bringing this year.
They're going to be first on sale on October 15th. So if you want to cop them, you can go to the Apple Store. You can go to Essence, Saks, Network, End Clothing, and Selfridges. On to the most disappointing news of today's podcast. R. Kelly's music sales have skyrocketed 500% after the guilty verdict in his racketeering and sex trafficking trial that he just went through. Yeah, that's just so disappointing to me. So disappointing, so disheartening. You know, R. Kelly was found guilty of racketeering and sex crimes. And since that happened, I guess that reignited his name being in the press. Mm-hmm. Everybody's tweeting out articles, sharing the article, sharing the fact that he was found guilty. And instead of people being like, wow, so this man really committed all these heinous crimes. Let's not support him. Let's not put money in his pocket. What do? They go bump the music more. We just talked about this a few podcasts ago. Why are people so interested in going to listen to music that is literally about having sex with underage girls? I can't for the life of me understand it.
I feel like people may have like this notion of like maybe since his YouTube accounts got taken down that like maybe soon all of his music is going to be gone. So maybe people are like listening to this secular music one last time for like before Goodness. It goes away.
No. Now I will say 9 out of 10, R. Kelly's probably not going to see any of this money from from the music streams or whatever the case is, because it's already not going to be a lot of money. And then on top of that, he's got so many different legal fees, so many different cases he's fighting. He's already got sick fans of his doing GoFundMes and all types of fundraisers in his name. So I don't think he's actually going to see any of this cash, but still the notion that you would willfully put money in this man's pocket, I don't know. It's questionable.
Very questionable. And it's not just his music sales that are going up, but his on-demand audio streams are up 22% and his video streams are up an increase of 23%.
So it's everybody wild. Shake your thing. Wild to me. I'm just in here shaking my head. And while it was shocking, I really had to stop and think about it. But like, it's like anytime anything crazy, wild, negative, sick happens, the streams, views, listens, subscribers, all of that goes up for an artist. If an artist kills somebody, streams up.
Yep.
If an artist goes to jail for life, streams up. An artist ODs, an artist dies, streams up. So maybe I shouldn't be surprised by this.
Yeah, but you would also think, because they were trying to cancel R. Kelly so hard, it is interesting why it's going up now, you know?
Right. Hmm. If you watch the doc and you are aware of this case and what has gone down and you're still streaming, just we're going to leave you some time with your thoughts after this podcast to really sit and reflect and think about what you're doing in this life.
Yeah, think about it. Look at yourself, please.
And that is the note we are going to end it on today. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, be sure to follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.